Built in 1896, the Plum Island life-saving and light stations helped ships navigate the Port de Morte Death's Door passage, a treacherous passage named for the high number of shipwrecks that occurred on its rocky shoals. The life-saving and light stations assisted Lake Michigan's mariners until well into the 20th century, supporting the safe and expedient passage of goods and people and playing a significant role in the transportation, commerce, and maritime history of the state of Wisconsin. The stations are currently owned by the Fish and Wildlife Service, which has partnered with the nonprofit Friends of Plum and Pilot Islands to preserve and manage the island's historic and cultural resources. Information provided by the National Park Service, National Register of Historic Places.